The Iron Game Chalk Talk Podcast is brought to you by the following sponsors: EliteForm.com, IgnitionAPG.com, PlayUSA at PlayUSA.com, and Sorinex Exercise Equipment at Sorinex.com. And now, the Iron Game Chalk Talk Podcast. Welcome to Iron Game Chalk Talk with your host, Ron McKeefer.
Every time our athletes walk into this weight room, they're going to be pushed to the max.
Let's go! Let's go! Everything you got!
On this podcast, hear Coach McKeefer's straight talk about training, featuring the top strength and conditioning professionals from around the world. And now, here's your host, Ron McKeefer.
Hey guys, welcome back to Iron Game Chalk Talk. I'm your host, Ron McKeefer, and this is episode number 170. Super excited to have John Garish with us. John's become a friend of mine through the years here. Does a fantastic job out at North Broward Preparatory School. He's a young strength coach that I think has been doing it the right way in a lot of ways. I mean, there's so many young coaches that I interact with on a regular basis, and you know, it's all about kind of what can others do for me versus what can they do for everyone else. And so John, I think, does a fantastic job. He has a high school coaches roundtable that he hosts on Blab IM. If you haven't watched that or listened to that, very similar type of approach to Iron Game Chalk Talk. And I think the thing that John has figured out, I figured out, is that when you surround yourself with great people, all of a sudden you start to kind of down that path. And, you know, by interviewing these different coaches and things along those lines, he has become a much better strength coach. I've become a much better strength coach. And I think that others that are listening to those episodes are doing the same. And so I'd encourage you to check that out. We get into that why he started that, what he's learned from it. We talked about his role down at North Broward, about taking on multiple sports down there and doing a fantastic job at high school level. And a bunch of other things. So I know you're going to get a ton out of this. You know, this is a part of the episode where I always talk about our sponsor. As most of you know, I've taken a role with Play now. We're going to be doing lots of exciting things with Play, with our podcast. And, you know, lots of it is still in the works. And so I don't want to spill the beans just yet. But as we go through, I'll be making sure to keep you guys up to date with everything that we got going on. Be alert. Make sure you're going to the website, play.us, PLAE.us. Stay up with some of the content that we got coming out. Make sure you're getting your calendars marked for the Play Summits. We'll be going on quite a few of those this next year. And just lots of exciting things coming down the pipe with Play, myself, where we're going there. So I want to get to this episode. Sit back and enjoy, and we'll see you on the other side. All right, guys, welcome back to Iron Game Chalk Talk. Excited to have John Garish with us. John's a strength coach down at North Broward Prep, doing phenomenal down there, and has started a weekly roundtable, a high school roundtable that's been really cool. And so myself, my assistant Fred Hale, wanted to make sure we had him on the show to make sure he shared with everybody because he's doing some great things. So, man, appreciate you coming on the show.
Coach, thank you very much for having me. I know I didn't say it off air when we were talking just now, but actually back in 2008 or 2009, I went down to South Florida and checked into your clinic when I was like a freshman or sophomore in college.
So really?
I highly doubt you remember that interaction, but that was also my first interaction with Frank Wintrick, which is funny how things kind of make their round.
No question. No, that's awesome. No, I definitely remember the face and But yeah, it's been some years ago.
Right? Yeah, I was just a kid then. I was just kind of trying to figure out who I wanted to be and, you know, what I wanted to do, really.
Oh, that's great. Well, you've done some, like I said, you've done some great things. Talk a little bit about that. Kind of talk about from that moment. I mean, you made a decision early on to be a strength coach. You know, talk about your journey, kind of where you've been, what you've done leading up to there at North Broward Prep.
Sure. Well, it's kind of a long story how I ended up kind of everywhere that I did, starting with my athletic career. I was kind of football all my life, other sports, of course, but football was always going to be what I was going to play in college, and started out at the Air Force Academy and was injured out there and transferred to Wagner. And this was kind of the time that I ran down to South Florida and was able to watch you and check out your clinic. Continued playing football. At Wagner College, ended up getting another concussion, and that was pretty much it for my football career. I picked up track and field, finished on there at Wagner, got my undergrad at Wagner, and then went on to North Texas to get my graduate degree and compete in my fifth and what I thought was going to be a sixth year of competition with the NCAA in track and field, specifically in the hammer throw. Okay. Was my best event. Got my fifth year, it went awesome. Loved the school, loved the place, just an unbelievable place in Denton, Texas. And when I thought I was going to have that sixth year, it kind of turned out that I wasn't getting it. So one injury or another, they just weren't going to allow me and clear me to play in that or compete in that sixth year. So it provided a very easy, awesome opportunity to get in with the staff at North Texas, where I was mostly working with the football performance staff, but I was working pretty much with every sport, being a graduate student and having competed in track. They kind of saw a lot of holes that I could fill or a lot of spots that they could assist me in my young career, interning and working the floor. So from there, once I got my graduate degree, I went on to Rutgers, which was also kind of a graduate intern position, working with Jeremy Cole there and Ed Grayer. And really, while I was there, it all happened pretty quickly. About a month in there, I got a call down here. A lot of my friends knew I wanted to come back to South Florida. This is my hometown. I told them, you know, I wanted to stay at the college level. I wasn't really looking for anything else. I wasn't looking for a private facility. I didn't even think about a high school, to be honest.
Right.
And we all knew, okay, you got the University of Miami, you got FAU, FIU, Nova Southeastern. I was weighing all those options and trying to find a home. And one of my buddies called me and said, hey, I know you said college, but maybe you'll be interested in interviewing for this position that I heard about. Got here. It happened. I was just visiting my parents. And our athletic director, Mike Strowski, called me and said, hey, look, what's going on? Can we schedule an interview? Can we get a phone interview? I was like, hey, I'm in town now. He said, perfect. Come on in. Let's talk. I went in there kind of with slight reservations, kind of hesitant, kind of feeling it out, wondering, you know, is this something that I'd be interested in? And within about 30 seconds, he completely blew me away. And I knew that this was my home. He told me about the opportunity I'd have. I thought, you know, many high school positions previously, what my thought was I would come in and, you know, maybe I'm a linebacker's coach and handle the strength and conditioning, or a PE teacher and handle the strength and conditioning for the football team. And, oh, yeah, you know, maybe you get one basketball athlete in there or a baseball player. So be it.
Right.
Have a blast. And that was not the conversation at all. He told me I was coming in full-time strength and conditioning coach, full benefits package. Salaried employee, 12-month employee that I would be working with every single athlete on campus 12 months a year. I wasn't. He told me, if anything, he doesn't want me coaching a sport. So to this day, I'm not coaching a sport. I'm not going to. I'm the full-time strength and conditioning coach, and I work with I've worked with every athlete in some context or another.
Oh, that's fantastic. You know, there's been lots of stops there, and you're still relatively young in the field. I'm sure you've made lots of mistakes, like we all have. What's been maybe the biggest mistake that you've made and kind of how you learned from it?
I think the biggest mistake, it was especially, I know you're tailoring this to coaching, but it was especially as an athlete.
Okay.
And it followed me in my coaching experience early on. It was a major identity issue, I think, was most of what, you know, it wasn't one decision that I said, you know what, I wish I didn't make that decision. It was just kind of, it was bigger than one decision. When I was, again, I had myself on the thought I was a fool. Player. And that's who I was. I was a football player all my life. When I went to college, I was a football player. All of a sudden, I couldn't play football anymore. Now, who was I? And it's so much bigger than that. And I personally believe I'm so much bigger than just you know, a sport athlete. There's more to life. So transitioning into track and field helped me a lot. Finding different things, starting to study psychology and sports psychology helped me a lot with career transition and things of that nature. And I think it still followed me a little bit. Again, I said it on the front end, talking about thinking of myself as a college strength and conditioning coach, or even when I got to North Broward, thinking of myself as a strength and conditioning coach. It's so much more than that. To try to be more than just a coach, and I try to preach that to my athletes, be more than just an athlete. When you're around campus, be more than that. And it's something that I've learned from a lot. I've learned a lot. I mean, I was out of dark place when football, I felt as though it was taken away from me with the injuries. A very dark place, and I assured myself that that would never happen again. So making sure that didn't happen in my coaching experience. And so far so good.
Oh, that's great.
In a good place right now. I couldn't be happier. I'm blessed to be in the position that I'm in, and you know, just try to portray that to the athletes.
Well, so much of why we get into coaching so many times is to make an impact on young people's lives and to help counsel them in areas that the game or, you know, strength or whatever had taught sure. them in their process, so people don't walk down and make the same mistakes. And so I respect that
sure.
and totally appreciate that. That's very similar to what I try to do in my career. You've got down there, you didn't think that you were going to be in a high school setting, you know,
sure.
But yet you've made the most of it. You've started this high school roundtable. Kind of talk a little bit about the high school roundtable and what was the motivation behind starting it.
Sure.
And a little bit about kind of the technology behind it.
Well, exactly like you said, I mean, I was identifying myself in the college ranks, kind of took this job and was like, you know what, I'll stick around for a year and then find something back in those college ranks. Maybe I'll find an entry level position or go back to the GA route if I could. Took me maybe 2 months to say that that's absolutely not the case. And I never want to leave this level. It's unbelievable. I think it was probably in meeting guys like Gary Schofield and Fred Eves that I realized, wow, this is just phenomenal. There's incredibly impressive professionals at this level and something that's being built. It's awesome to be a part of something that's being built. So that's kind of what transitioned to the roundtables. It was about, I guess it's working on maybe 7 or 8 months ago that we started the initial roundtable that we were doing. That was on a different app that we're on now. And it was kind of like five different, actually, I think at one point we had 8 different faces on the screen. And I would kind of ask questions in a roundtable manner and everybody would answer. It was excellent. But the issue that we had was we've got NSCA High School Strength and Conditioning Coach of the Year, Fred Eves, on the same roundtable as an undergraduate student that's just interested in getting into a position in his local area. And guys like myself, I don't deserve the floor like Fred Eves deserves the floor. So to say I'm going to give everybody 30 seconds to answer a question, and then we only give Fred Eves 30 seconds and we give that same the undergrad student, nothing against him, he was brilliant, a genius.
Right.
But we're trying to learn. We're trying to learn from guys in the profession. So what we transitioned into, and this is Coach Schofield's doing, as well as other members of the special interest group with the NSCA, we wanted to start something a little more official with the NSCA and make it about that coach and have a featured guest. So right now we're 4 in, and what Coach Schofield did, he posted it, we're active on Facebook. He said, this is how, this is what the NSCA's vision is. And I reached out to him. I said, hey, we're doing something similar. Is there any way I can help in this? And he said, no, you're my guy. I want you to host it. And this is what I want to happen. And he said, it's going to be all about that guest, which has been unbelievable. We started with Kevin Vanderbush, went on to Gary, went on to Fred Hughes, and now we had Micah Kurtz on last. So we're 4 in right now. And it's just been unbelievable. We spent about an hour on there. And what happens is, rather than asking the coaches all the questions, every coach that's viewing has an opportunity to ask. So I'll be the host, kind of like you and I are talking right now. Say I'm speaking with you, and Gary Schofield has a question for you, Coach Mac.
Right.
And I'll say, hey, this question's coming from Gary Schofield. What do you think about this?
Right.
And then, you know, Fred can ask a question, whoever it may be. And that's how it works. It's been unbelievable, the amount of people that I've gotten to meet in these last few months. And the amount of knowledge that has been shared from these coaches is just unbelievable.
Oh, that's great, man. Well, talk a little bit, you know, I think the idea is phenomenal. And I think that, you know, what takeaways there that I thought were really good is not only did you take some initiative and found a need and addressed it, which I think is, you know, action takers are few and far between anymore.
Thank you.
You know, and so that's awesome. I think the second thing is that you guys and your special interest group in the NSCA, again, are a bunch of action takers that are not just kind of like, yeah, I'm putting this special interest group down on my resume. I'm actually trying to make it better and make the situation better. And I think as strength coaches, I mean, we need to realize that that's one of our organizations, you know, and
absolutely.
And how it goes is basically how we go. And so
correct.
We have an obligation to give back and to contribute to that. And so you guys are doing that. And so you know, big kudos for what you guys are doing there.
Thank you.
Talk a little bit about the technology. I mean, you're doing it on Blab IM, you know,
right.
You know, I'm sitting in my, you know, intern meeting with our interns, and here I am, been in this field for close to 20 years now, and we're talking about actually my new podcast, the Ask Coach Mac podcast, and I'm like, you know, I basically created it for them. You know, this is the demographic and the people that I wanted to address with it. And so we're talking about, I'm asking them how to make it better. And their response was like, basically, long story short, was kind of, what's a podcast? I'm sitting here going, I mean, you guys are the ones that are supposed to know, be teaching me what a podcast is. You know, I think you're probably dealing with a similar dynamic with Blab IM, not people not really understanding, knowing the technology, knowing how to you know, download the app or whatever. Talk a little bit about how people can go about watching those roundtables.
Sure. So it's on Blab IM, and that's the beta version that you can go and you just type in on your desktop or laptop, blab.im. Otherwise, there's an app that's pretty easy and simple, and you can follow along. The main primary issue that we have there is with guests. So if I have a guest that might not be the most internet savvy or technology savvy, which luckily I haven't had that issue arise yet. So that's what you can do if you download the Blab app, or even really Blab is through Twitter mostly. And all of us share through Twitter. I think it's pretty easy with all the coaches. We've had close to 30 viewers and you know, active guests on that roundtable that we share. We try to anyways as much as we can. NSCA has been tweeting out when it's coming up. So that's just been unbelievable to have them on board for it. But I would say, you know, if you can find a high school strength and conditioning coach on Twitter, hopefully they're active in our group and they're taking part and they're sharing how to get on there.
That's great. Well, it's something that we talk about quite a bit, and you know, with technology, there's many of us, you know, dinosaurs now, it seems like, right. I am. That, you know, technology wise is something that you really fought for a long time. I mean, I made the statement in my book that if you had sent me a tweet, I would have punched you in the face 10 years ago, you know.
I know.
But now it's a major part of things, and technology exists because it's trying to help you become more efficient manager. And so getting to understand things like Blab IM and how you can use Twitter to meet your athletes where they're at and things along those lines, I think is an important step for anybody that's listening. But
I'll say to that, and really the way that I met Fred, your assistant, and I get a tough time, especially my kids give me a tough time sometimes about how active I am on Instagram. I get a tough time about it. But sharing through Instagram, whether it be exercise progressions, whether it be, hey, you know, Joe did a great job in the weight room today, that has got me where it has in the profession. You know, I would never have gotten any of the interviews that I had. I would never have met any of the high school strength and conditioning coaches. I would never, this happening right now, like I said, you and I speaking, it's because likely I met Fred at, I think, the CSCCA conference last year, and we hit it off, and he said he liked my stuff, and, you know, it has been unbelievable to me. So, yes, there is some terrible, terrible stuff shared out there, but there is also some amazing stuff, and not saying that's my information, but, however, you can use it to get in contact with other coaches. You can use it. I really use it to reach out to my athletes, because especially at the high school level, that is where they dwell. That is where they live. You will see them walking around campus down on their phone. They're not texting mom. They're checking Twitter to see what Jimmy's doing in his math class. They can't talk about it in 5 minutes when the bell rings, but they want to know what's going on in class right now. So kind of meeting those athletes where they're at, and meeting other coaches where they're at, rather than just kind of staying in our shell, has been something that I've tried to do. And social media has been really the moving factor and what has helped me so much in this journey.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more. And, you know, I think there's all kinds of value there. You know, like your athletes give you a hard time because of you being on Instagram and probably the number of followers you have and all those types of things. Well, what I found is in their world, that's street cred, you know.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, the fact that I got 7,000 whatever Twitter people,
yeah,
you know, I'm like the coolest guy in the building with our of kids, course. You know. They're blown away by that, and that's not something that I live on or I've tried to do, but it just happens organically. And I think with the athletes, you're right. I mean, that's the main thing. That's the main reason why I'm active on social media, is because of the people I interact with. And then obviously being able to, you know, to reach my athletes in a different way. So I agree with you 100%. With these roundtables that you've done and talking, I mean, you've had four now, but you've done some other things.
Yeah.
One of the biggest things when I did the Iron Game Chalk Talk has been how much I've grown as a strength coach by talking to these different coaches and just kind of being outside of my shell and outside of my bubble. What's been one of the biggest takeaways that you've had by reaching out and talking to these coaches?
I think, you know, it's almost like, and I think we have such a community at the high school level, and I think we all have such a passion for our student athletes that it is as though my athletes are being coached by some of these greats that I get to interview, because I get to take some of their bits and have my own twist on it and put our own swag on it, so to speak, and tailor it to our North Broward athletes. So that has been one of the amazing things, being able to see and talk to and communicate with coaches that have, you know, 25, Coach Vanderbush, 33, I hope I didn't butcher that, 33 years of experience, to get to hear and ask him some of the questions that I would want to ask somebody that's in a position maybe above me or next to me on campus. You know, so one of the main things about being at the high school level, I would say it's a gift and a curse. Right. I don't have the gift of having someone like yourself that I can say, hey, coach, you know, what'd you learn when you were just getting started in the field? Or, hey, Coach Mac, what do you think about this program? And you can either tell me it's great, you can tell me I'm an idiot, what am I thinking? Right. You can tell me let's rethink this. I don't have that coach there. I'm very young in the field. I'm not ashamed to say that. I have a lot to learn. I don't have the gift of having that coach with all those years experience to kind of be breathing down my neck a little bit and saying, hey, what are you doing? On the other side of that, it's a gift because I don't have that coach breathing down my neck and I'm figuring things out on my own.
Exactly.
Working with the kids and, you know, with the high school level sport coaches, they believe in me and I can run a program and they're going to believe in it. That doesn't mean necessarily it's going to be the best program and I still need to tailor certain things and fix it up. And that's where these roundtables have played their largest part, being able to speak to these coaches and say, hey, what do you think about this? Auto regulation is a huge movement in the high school level. I mean, all levels, right. I think. And talking to Gary and having a one-on-one talk for like 2 hours and him helping me and telling me why he went away from certain aspects and why he's heading towards certain others has just been unbelievable.
Right, right. Well, I can relate. You know, as a strength, I became a head strength coach at 23 years old, and really only outside of 1 year have I not been a head strength coach since that time. And you know, most of that was, you know, kind of doing things on your own. So yeah, you're right. Mm-hmm. You're forced to. I mean, you're the end all be all. You have to dish out the accountability. You have to create the culture, right. And all those things. You can't. The only way you can learn to do that is by doing it. You know, but likewise, not having those mentors, you know, and so where you took great initiative and I would echo to everybody that's listening is, you know, you found a way. You found a way to get mentored by some of the greats and you probably found that it's easier than you think, right? Reaching out and talking to Gary Schofield is easier than you think. You know?
It is.
And there's a lot of people, and I do this with my interns. One of my assignments is for them to go out and do a site visit with somebody they want to visit with. And every year, I mean, they're apprehensive and they're a little sheepish about making the call. And it's like, man, just you know, what's the worst that can happen? They'll say no.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah.
And so, again, I think that's awesome, awesome by you. Well, buddy, we end the show with some resources here. So give us, you know, the best piece of coaching advice you ever received.
I keep dropping these names. It seems like the same two names. Fred Eves is someone that I look up to and try to get in touch with as often as I can. His main piece of advice for myself and for young strength and conditioning coaches, I listened to his podcast with you. I hope he didn't say this already, but his biggest piece of advice to me and young strength and conditioning coaches and something that I echo to my athletes is to be countercultural. We're so into that same deal that we're talking about with social media, and we're so into what, you know, Jimmy and Joe at such and such school is doing, or like I said, what Jimmy's doing in class, and then, you know, in turn for us young strength and conditioning coaches, I'm in that same sort of culture generation as these high school kids. We're pretty close. I mean, being 7 years between an 18-year-old And then being 20 years between the head football coach,
right.
I'm closer in age to the high school kids. So I know what they're going through. I know what our culture is. I know our culture is just because we have one piece of advice, we have to pretend as though we've got it all. We know everything. And that's the thing that I've extremely tried to stay away from. And that's what I try to keep our athletes away from. And just like you said, reaching out to those coaches with multiple years way beyond the experience that I have, or reaching out to alumni and seeing how they went about it and what their mistakes were, to just be countercultural. Don't just be in our bubble. Don't just be tweeting out how great we are and then not putting in the work to be how great we can be.
Sure.
Has been a huge piece of advice for me.
No, that's awesome. And Gary and Fred both have been on the show, and I would encourage everybody to watch those episodes. And phenomenal coaches, but better people, even you know, more so than that. So
absolutely.
Give us a book, app, and website recommendation.
Book, app, and website. Okay. Book, I'm going to just go ahead and go to Dr. Brian Mann's APRE. Ebook. I hope that's okay if I go ebook.
Yeah.
There's very few people probably, and it might reflect into my website suggestion, but there's very few people I think that have provided as much to the high school level that are outside of it,
right,
per se, than yourself, Dr. Brian Mann. You three, everybody looks up to in the field, but especially at the high school strength and conditioning level, you guys have helped us so much. I've seen, you know, how many high school strength and conditioning coaches you've had on your podcast, and listening to those and learning a lot from those. And then in turn going on Elite FTS and seeing what Mark Watts has helped us with, and Dr. Brian Mann, maybe just in speaking at the NSCA roundtable, I think you were there for kind of high school coaches / small college.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody was kind of in, you know, Dr. Mann really helped us out in that and learning a lot from him kind of from a distance and remotely through what he puts out. And then Mark Watts, just his education that he puts out has been unbelievable. So as far as an app, I mean, I guess I would suggest the Blab app, just so you can get connected with our roundtable. Again, like I said, Instagram's been huge to me and huge for us. I would suggest that, especially if you're working with high school athletes. They respond very, very, very well to you posting up a video or, you know, a picture of something great that they did in that day.
Nope.
They respond very well to that. Twitter, I've said, hey, you know, this athlete did a great job. They respond better to being able to see themselves and seeing their athletes motivating them. We've got one kid who loves to be called the hype man, and he's screaming in just about every video I get up. So those are my suggestions, and those are what we've used and that have helped us a lot.
That's great. What about a website in there?
Website, I guess Elite FTS has helped me a bunch. If you're going to be a guest on our Blab sessions, blab.im is great from a technology standpoint. I think I kind of, follow the trends of the other coaches. I think most, I don't know if I'd have a new website to provide really.
Sure.
I like a lot of blogs that I go on, and Ryan Fair is a young high school strength and conditioning coach that does a great job with his blog. I'm on there just about every day. I'm sorry?
Which one was that you said?
Ryan Fair is his name. I think he does it just on some normal blogging site. It's Ryan Fair, F-A-E-R. He does a phenomenal job, and he's helped me so much. He's even younger than I am, and he's helped me so much in kind of being a brother in the profession.
Sure.
And when I've been going through the roundtables, if I'm nervous to talk to Gary, Ryan's the guy I call. Hey, man, I don't know what I'm going to say to Gary.
Right.
And he's the guy that's helped me kind of be my other voice, you know, be another young guy.
Good.
That has helped me a lot, and he's actually in Florida as well. So it's been good to be able to connect and kind of grow with him.
Well, John, this has been great, man, and you know, like I said at the beginning, you know, action takers. There's you know, there's not as many as you would think, you know, and,
right.
and strength coaches typically are action takers, but for some reason, when it comes to the networking piece, or comes to the technology piece, or social media, or whatever, they kind of stop right there, and
right.
You found a way to do it and make it. Make you a better strength coach by doing it. And that's what I would encourage everybody. And that was something that was a realization for me as well. I mean, I used to be the guy that was, that would leave my cell phone in my truck. And, you know, I thought social media was the dumbest thing in the world and all those things. And boy, was I wrong, you know, you know, you gotta set some parameters, you gotta set some boundaries, and you gotta keep things professional. But it can be a very, very powerful tool, and you're using it in that way, man. So appreciate you coming on, sharing with everybody. I encourage everybody to check out your show, your High School Roundtable. It's typically when now?
It varies. It varies around who that guest is. So okay. We try to get it going every 2 or 3 weeks. And depending on who that guest is, if they've got Wednesday night available, if they've got Thursday night available, for most of us high school guys, that's going to probably be the only time we can all get on. And if you miss it, we share it to YouTube. So the NSCA just posted it on their own YouTube. Okay. So, you know, it's usually kind of a midweek evening. Usually Wednesdays and Thursdays have been the nights that we've done it, right around the 7:30 hour.
Awesome, man. Well, appreciate you coming on and spending time, brother. Thanks so much.
Coach, thank you so much. It's an honor to be on.
That's it for this episode of Iron Game Chalk Talk. Thanks to this week's guest, as well as our sponsors, for bringing this episode to you for free. Make sure to check out ronmckeefrey.com, where you can join our mailing list, find the show notes, including all the links and resources mentioned, and information about Coach McKeefrey's other products. While you are there, please join Coach McKeefrey in the comments section thanking our guest for sharing. If you haven't subscribed to Iron Game Chalk Talk on YouTube or iTunes yet, make sure to do so. Comments, ratings, and reviews are always welcome. Coach McKeefrey can be found on Twitter at @rmckeefrey, on Facebook and YouTube at @ron.mckeefrey. That's it for this week. Be sure to check back next week for another great episode of Iron Game Chalk Talk.